Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn and Carrie.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Donna Reiss.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss and Belle. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations at our beautiful Clearwater Beach studios. And we are so excited because this hour we have an amazing woman that's an author, and about her parents were in the Holocaust, and she wrote a book. It's turning into a movie. So stay tuned. You're just going to love this story. In the meantime, before we start our shout-outs, I just have to let everybody know, if she doesn't call in, we're still going to play her congratulations song. So let's play that song, congratulations, in just a minute. And then Lisa's going to do her shout outs. And we're live on TikTok as well on Dawn Reiss Show. And everybody is watching. You got the congratulations song? Let's hit it. So, anybody that's on TikTok, Tuner and Hooch, we're giving her an award. And her award, her certificate was sent to her. And we have a congratulations song that's on right now. And hopefully, she'll call in within about 3 to 5 minutes and congratulate her live on the air for one of the best live video feeds. And so, there we go. We'll be right back. Enjoy this song. And Toner and Hooch, this is for you on TikTok.
You are the one. Everybody's celebrating all that you've done. Let's all join in the celebration. Let's celebrate. Yes, you've been great. It's your day.
Giving an award to Tuner and Hooch here, and she has the best motivated live feed. So I did leave her a message and to let her know that we are still, we're giving her award live on the air. And if you are on TikTok, as I am, yes. And all of the people out there, we want to thank our monitors for keeping us bright and sparkly clean on TikTok tonight. And thank you so much. He's calling in as well. Keegan will be on in about 50 minutes. So anyways, so Lisa, you've got some shout outs with some commercials.
I've got sponsors. Yes. I do. Made to order, located at 7030 Burlington Avenue, Suite 101, St. Pete. Phone number 727-384-6243. Joanne has the most amazing nonprofit called Love Thy Neighbor, and 10% of everything that Made to Order makes goes directly to the foundation. They clean cancer patients' houses for free, veterans, or just reach out to Joanne and tell her about the situation, and I promise you she will definitely help you out. Pesky Pelican, it's Wing Wednesday, dine-in 75-cent wings, $6 burger dine-in, located at 923 72nd Street North. They are open 7 days a week, live music 7 days a week. They are 11 to 9. They also do delivery. Nico's Dog and Sports Bar, 9524 Blind Pass Road. Call 727-201-4487. He has live music. They have sports. It's just a really, really great place. You can bring your dog and just hang out for the evening. We have a really special Friday event, October 2nd. It's called the Afternoon Support Buddy Cruise at the Landsbrook Golf Club, located at 4605 Village Center Drive, Palm Harbor. Please get a hold of Melissa at 877-239-2789. So, WEPA Cocina de Puerto Rico, if you haven't tried them, located at 2149 3rd Avenue South, St. Pete, open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 9. Please tell Sal that Dawn and Lisa sent you. And when you want the best food that is literally from the island of Puerto Rico, you feel like you're there, you definitely want to go and visit their restaurant. So I want to thank everybody who sponsors this show, because without them, we're not on the air. So thank you, all of our sponsors.
Yes, and if anybody would like to buy a commercial spot, I've got a super amazing deal for a shout out, and also for a commercial spot. It is like so amazing. You can also text 727-871-7788. And you can see this again live on the Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube as well. And in the meantime, so we're out selling commercial spots. And yes, we have a PayPal, DawnReeseShow@yahoo.com as well. So Lisa, you know, real quick, I had ordered something from Wish.
Yes.
And of course, it takes forever to get in, but not this one. Oh, so yay. Apparently, I ordered two of the bedspreads. So you can see this on TikTok as well as live on Facebook. So what I really like about it, and I'm selling, and there goes my my stand.
I need octopus arms in here now with everything.
What I wanted to show you is, if anybody is interested, I have another set.
It is gorgeous.
Look at this.
Wow.
There's a crown. There's a crown on here.
It's a shame I don't have a queen size bed. I have a lonely California king because I'm single.
It's kind of turquoise and really pretty. So if anybody's interested, it's like $50.
Come on, $50.
There you go. That helps sponsor the show as well. But
yes,
same bedspread that I have. Yes. In the meantime, let's introduce our amazing guest. Yes. And we have, she's an author. She's making a movie. And we have her book in front of us. And where's my microphone there? Hi. You should be seeing what's going on in here. It's pretty funny. The mics go up and down.
Mics fall and things clang and coffee goes everywhere.
Hopefully not, because it's on the floor. Hopefully not. So it's called Meant to Be, a True Story of a Might, Miracles, and Triumph of the Human Spirit by Rosalind Franklin. And she's here in the studio. And let me just read a little bit of the back before we introduce you. I mean, you are such an acclaimed author, international speaker, proud cancer survivor, personal development coach. Rosalind has shared her parents' compelling survival stories of the inside and out of, you know, what you've gone through. It's amazing. Let's just welcome Rosalind. She's over here.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Your husband was here a little bit ago. I'm going to put the camera on you over here. And actually, he was the magician from the National Comedy Hall of Fame.
That's correct.
Right. So I have questions, and we'll call Chrissy in here a little bit, and then Elisa has questions as well. So tell us a little bit about the true story of the Might, Miracles, of your book that you wrote.
Absolutely. So I told this story about my parents. My mother, who survived the concentration camps in Nazi Europe, including Auschwitz, which of course is the most notorious of all the camps, and my father, who at age 18 was drafted into the Dutch Navy Air Force. He was born in the former Dutch East Indies. He was captured by the Japanese and became a prisoner of war in Japan, and he survived the Nagasaki atomic bomb.
See, wow, that's amazing because, you know, when you come from the Midwest and you have grandparents and parents that, you know, we came from England and that side, and my guess ancestries are the Queen Anne Boleyn and all the royalty out there. So that's a whole different aspect of what you had gone through with your parents. So mm-hmm. This is all new to me. You know, I've read a little bit about it. So tell us the story.
Well, in brief, I mean, my mother was 15 when she was taken from her home by the Nazis. So you can imagine you're 15 years old sitting there having dinner with your family, and all of a sudden a herd of soldiers comes barging through the front door, and you're ordered to just get up and go. And you're herded onto a truck. You're taken to this camp, and my mother was separated from both her parents, her two brothers, and her oldest sister, and would never see them again.
How old was she?
She was 15.
15 years old.
Yep, she saw them being taken away, and her two sisters went through a series of camps. There's so many stories of what they survived, how they survived. It's that's why the word miracles is in the title of the book, because it's uncanny how many times their lives were spared when you would think they should have been gone. It is incredible. And then the fact that my father's on the other side of the world, being raised in what we now know as Indonesia, and he gets captured by the Japanese at sea, and 3.5 years as a prisoner of war, torture, starvation, horrific things that he went through. And again, so many close calls to being killed, and yet he managed to survive. And then that these two people from opposite sides of the world managed to meet, come together, and end up in Montreal, Canada. That's a whole story in itself. And they lived this incredible life, that they were able to build a life together of love and of such positivity and perseverance. You know, that's why I do inspirational presentations about the book, is to inspire people, because my parents are incredible role models for all of us.
Right. So did your parents sit down and tell you the story, or and then you just wrote it out? I mean, tell us about that.
Well, when I interviewed my mother passed away in 2004. So when I interviewed her, I had no idea that I'd be writing a book or making a movie about their story. I just wanted to know her story, because I thought if I ever have kids, I want them to know what my mother went through, what their grandmother would have gone through. So I just literally took notes. And then in 2009, I got this idea about, you know, I can make a, I mean, this is an incredible movie, because I would find out that when I would tell people about my parents, they would go, wait a second, your mother was born in the Netherlands, and she survived Auschwitz. Wait, and your father was born there, and he survived the atomic bomb. How the hell did they survive? And how did they meet? How did they end up being such amazing people? How is this possible? And I realized, this is an incredible story.
Yeah.
Right?
It doesn't happen every day.
It doesn't happen every day. So that's, in 2009, I just sat down and I thought, I got to get my father's story. He was, you know, in his 90s. So I interviewed my dad on video, six hours of video, to get the story out of him. And the funny thing is, when I give presentations, people come up to me after, you know, I'm signing my book for them, and they say, you know, my parents went through this, or I have a story, but like, how did you get all this? My parents never told me anything. And I said, did you ever ask them? You know?
Wow. You know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, how miracles happen. And we have miracle stories on Hollywood Connections as well. And this is definitely a miracle story.
It is.
And now you want to make it into a movie.
Yep.
Coming up with Jim Fitzpatrick. And that's amazing. You know, I've seen that you've been on many other TV networks and talk shows. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. I've been on WFLA here in Tampa. I've been on ABC Action News, Spectrum Bay News 9, anywhere I can get media coverage of events when I'm speaking, or just to talk about the book.
Right.
Just to tell the story. especially now with everything that's going on in the world, we need positivity, we need hope, we need inspiration. So, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Well, I know Lisa has questions as well with writing a book, because she wants to write a book about her life. And,
sure.
And tell us a little bit, you want to take it off. We've got an author here called Meant to Be, A True Story of Might, Miracles, and Triumph of the Human Spirit, Rosalind Franklin. Where can they buy the book before Lisa asks a question?
They can buy it from my website at rosalindfranken.com. So it's Franken, not Franklin. I get that all the time, so don't feel bad.
Franklin.
All the time. Franken.
Franken.
Like Al Franken, but no,
right.
No relation.
Gotcha.
Or as my father would say, Frankenstein without the Stein.
Gotcha.
I was about to say Frankenstein without the Stein, but I was like, no, if I go there and it's not.
It's also available. Yeah. It's also available on Amazon. So.
Wow, okay. You're on Amazon. That's
amazing.
Cool.
So go ahead, Lisa. You have some questions.
Yes, I do. When you were writing the book, what kept you going? Because I know I'm like writer's block. Everything, I sit and I go, okay, I'm gonna write 500 words today, and then everything can go totally chaotic. And just what kept you going? How did you keep writing when sometimes life kept you from writing?
That's funny, yeah, because I have an author coaching program that I do too, also helping people write their books, just for these reasons, because people always ask me, how did you write your book? How did you get it done? And that really is the key, is how do you get it done? Because so many people, they start, they write a bit, then they completely stop. When I did it, I didn't have like a set schedule. Some people are very systematic and methodical in how they do things. That's not me. I'm an arts. Yeah, you get it.
There's no
right?
outline. I failed outlines in high school.
I honestly just wrote the story. I did not worry about it being perfect. I think that's a big thing that keeps people from writing, is that they are hung up on, like, is it good enough? Am I good enough? Can I really do this? There's a lot of fears and anxieties about the writing process, and can I really do this? And then, you know, and then how do I publish it? How do I sell it? And all the questions. And in my mind, it was just get it all done on paper. I mean, I had to do some research too, and the interviews, and I just wrote it. And then I worried about putting it, how to organize it and put it together. I said, I'll worry about that afterwards. I just got to get it out of my head onto the page and just do it. Like, don't think about it. Don't overthink it. Just do it. And that's what I say to people. They say, well, I don't know how to get started. And I said, you're telling me the story. Just
write it.
You know, say that into a tape recorder and then just...
Or on your voice note on your phone now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, how long did it take you to...
It took me a little over a year to write it.
And how many hours a day did you sit down and do this, or just periodically?
It wasn't that, I don't know. You know, it depended on the day. Like, whenever I could do, because once I would start, sometimes it just, like, the hours would just fly.
Right.
You know?
So did you self-publish it yourself? Tell us about the publishing aspect. How did you get it published?
I did self-publish it myself. My own publishing company, 10Q Publishing.
And so you have your own publishing company?
I
self-published. In the 1990s, 96 to 90, 95 to 97, something like that, I worked for Hearst Publishing, which is based out of New York.
Yeah.
And my job was literally to sell books to the wholesalers, the book wholesalers, who are the ones who put it on the shelf.
Like books, Barnes and Noble, and all those places.
Right. And I got inside insight into what is the decision-making process, because there's only so much room on the shelves, and there's a gajillion authors who want their books out there. And I would literally go meet with the wholesalers with book covers. They wouldn't even, like, read the book. They don't have time to read all the books. So they would look at the book cover. They'd look at what category of book. Is it true crime? Is it a love story, or whatever kind of story it is? Who's the author? What's their track record? What is their market like? You know, like, it's amazing how different places gravitate towards different things. And after seeing all that, if you don't have if you're not a brand name author, and you're not hooked up with a huge publisher, or you don't have the incentives for your book because you're new, or if the book cover isn't strong enough,
or the title.
They literally will take that book cover and it goes in the garbage.
So they don't even go any further.
So when I saw that, I thought, you know, I'm just going to self-publish. I just want to get the book out there, and I just put that aside. I figured, you know, at some future time, you know, maybe when the movie comes out, and then somebody will say, hey, we want publishing rights to that book, you know.
Right.
But,
and the, it's only $20, you said.
It's only $20.
Right. Wow, amazing.
Well, online it's $18 plus tax plus shipping, whatever it is. But,
right.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Jim Fitzpatrick? Because there's a story between that. He's working with the Jobber Brothers, hacking Hollywood, Jollywood. I'm helping you cast with their movies. Tell us a little bit about how that happened, because that's a miracle story in itself, and Jim is a major actor as well.
You know, I could probably write a second book called Meant to Be Part 2, because even that process has been meant to be. I met Jim, believe it or not, through my immigration lawyer, because I'm Canadian, and he'd be so happy to hear me, as you say, do a shout-out for him.
Okay, there you go.
And
I
basically was telling everybody, I'm saying, you know, look, I want to do this movie, do you know anybody in the industry, and this is what, you know, I'm working towards. And he said, well, I know somebody who works for this guy, Jim Fitzpatrick, from Five Star Studios, and I'm like, well, where are they located? And he goes, here in Florida. I'm going, you're kidding me.
Nice.
So I sent him the book, and Jim read the book, and he loved it. He just saw that this is an epic story. This is going to be an epic movie, and as he would say, this is like going to be the most amazing love story of all time. It's an incredible love story.
It's going to be like The Notebook, like
yes,
almost, like
exactly.
That.
And
exactly.
It's really cool. You said that you were going to be playing yourself in it.
That's the goal. Playing. That's the intent. Yes,
right.
And I can hardly wait. I really can hardly wait. I've always had a desire since I was a young child to be an actress and to be in this whole industry. I've always been attracted to it, and never imagining that I would have an opportunity to do something like this and it'd be a story that I wrote.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of directors and producers, and they didn't want to wait for that chance to go out and wait for their agent to get them jobs. And they said, I'm going to produce my own movies. I'm going to start it myself. And it's so many more people are doing that. You know, Robert Evans of Paramount Pictures, when I interviewed him before he had passed away, he said, get out your cameras. People are shooting off their iPhones in movies, you know.
There is one. A mutual friend of ours,
yep.
The director, Erin, did most of her movie. Erin Sheehan, if I'm not mistaken. Taken on her iPhone.
Yeah.
So she taught classes how to do a movie on an iPhone. So.
Right.
Wow.
Amazing. And then, you know, what is your acting background? I know you said you were in high school and
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think 10 years old, I was the lead role in some play with this youth group, sure. I belonged to. And then in high school, if any of my high school mates are listening to this, it's kind of funny. I played Sandra Dee. We did a production of Grease, and I was Sandra Dee. The whole singing and dancing and the whole...
Do you remember any of the lines at all?
Oh, my God.
I'm putting
God.
Her on the spot.
Oh, I know. I know Sandy's lines. I know Rizzo's. I know
give me a couple.
Okay, Rizzo.
All right.
No, Sandy, tell me about it, stud, when the very last part where
God.
You... I got you. Yeah, the whole
You're
bit.
You're better than me.
I'm telling you.
That was a long time ago.
Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. Yep. Yep, got it.
That's funny.
So amazing. I know we're waiting. I've got Chrissy. She's going to pop in here in a minute because she has been brought up through this era of the Holocaust as well. And you've been to the Holocaust Museum. You said this book is over there.
Yeah, the book is available in the gift shop. So,
wow.
And you know, I read an article recently that there was a survey done and Florida had one of the lowest scores for Holocaust knowledge among young people.
I believe that because I'm one of them. Seriously, I mean, I'm still young.
Yeah.
She keeps thinking I get the 55-year-old McDonald's coffee. I'm only 50.
Yeah.
You don't get the discounts yet in the thrift
Not
stores?
Yet. I'm about to say I am.
The reason I bring it up is because one of the things I do, you asked me my acting background. Well, I'm an inspirational speaker. So when I develop this stage presentation, it's an audiovisual presentation, and I'm telling my parents' story. And really, it is a scripted presentation, and it is a performance, if you want to think of it that way.
Right.
And I love speaking to schools, to young people, because they don't know the story. And, you know, they might learn about it in class, and they hear the statistics of millions of people who are killed.
Mm-hmm.
There are still Holocaust survivors who go around speaking, but they're getting older. And there's going to come a day where there's no more Holocaust survivors to tell the story. So
that's why your book is so important.
That's why
the movie.
My book story, the movie. Yep. And it's important to not forget about what happened in the past, you know, so there's that whole side of it. But it's how do you have hope for the future? And how do you see how these people managed to triumph over their tragedy?
So I want to know, you know, with all the pain and everything they went through. I haven't read the book yet. We just got it signed today with the author Yay. That's here with us. And what did they tell you how they got over the pain or the? You know, a lot of people have that PTSD. You know,
PTSD.
Yeah. Yes. It's not
PTSD.
It's not the bus that's out there. The PTSD.
like I said, we're not scripted, folks. This is just go with the flow.
Just does it whatever she says.
It just happens.
But they've had a lot of trauma, of course, and different things. So, and in life, did your mom ever tell you how she got out of this?
My parents just had such a positive, strong attitude through their whole life. Like my mother, just to give you an example, when she was 56, she was diagnosed with stage 4 primary peritoneal cancer. Mm. And when, you know, like when I talk about what she went through in the camps, for her to be told she has stage 4 cancer would have been so easy for her to play the victim, to feel sorry for herself, to, you know, like I suffered enough in my life, right, this is enough now. My mother said to the surgeon, she said, "You see this number on my arm from Auschwitz?" She said, "Hitler didn't get me, my cancer won't get me. I have too much to live for." And the doctors gave her 2 years tops to live with the strongest chemo available in 1983, which is when she had it.
83, wow.
She lived for 21 years.
Hello.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And if you ever asked her, how is she doing? She would say, like in her little Dutch accent, she goes, "Me, I am like the Energizer batteries. I just keep going and going."
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We have the author Meant to Be, a true story of might, miracles, and triumph of a human spirit. I see that it's a love story between her parents. She's making it into a movie. So when they met, how did they get to Florida?
They never got to Florida.
Oh, I see.
They ended up in Montreal, in Montreal, Canada. That's where I was born and raised.
Okay. How did you get to Florida?
The weather.
Yeah, right.
The weather. Really the weather. We love it here. We really do. So.
And your husband is a famous comedian from Canada.
Yep.
And you always like to promote him as well because your husband and wife team. So I have to go back. How did you two meet? You and your husband. Now that's a story. She's married to a comic. Yeah.
A comedy magician. And the reason I want to make sure I say magician is because my father was always an amateur magician, always had magic tricks, unbelievable, and here I go and marry a magician. So needless to say, the two of them got along.
Yeah, you don't think that Bing.
We actually met when I first moved to Ottawa, from Montreal to Ottawa, which is where Elliot is from. And we just met at a business networking function, but we were with other people, so it wasn't time for us to meet. And then all these years later, we met through a mutual friend he invited her to the networking group that I wasn't going to anymore, because this was like, how many years later? 1991 to 2002, so 11 years later.
Wow.
So we always imagine that you know, the angels up there or whatever, we were just little puppets on a string. Like, so every few years we were brought together because we don't want you to forget each other because we know you're going to end up with each other down the road.
Right.
Right. So, and then it was in 2002 that we were introduced through this woman. And yeah.
So with this book and coming into a movie very soon, you've got an amazing team of people that are definitely going to help you produce this movie. I know I'm going to get calls. People are going to say, are they going to be casting for extras? Are they going to be casting for feature parts? And the word is yes, that we had talked about before the show. But we will let our callers and our listeners and our fans know about that time.
Yeah. As they say, in development.
Right.
So we're still interviewing investors and looking at who we want as the lead roles and things like that. When we're ready, we're going to be ready to go, and all of that is going to come into play.
I'm excited. Let me ask you, what other shows have you been on? You've been on a lot of morning shows, afternoon news programs.
Yes, here and in Canada. So the WFLA daytime with Cindy Edwards.
Oh, wow.
ABC Action News did a story about me. Spectrum Bay News 9 did a wonderful story. It's available online if you just type in my name at Spectrum Bay News 9. They did a great story on a presentation I did in Hernando County, where they had five high schools and one middle school. There's over 600 students packed into a theater to hear the story, and they did a great job. What else have I been on? I've been on Rogers Daytime in Ottawa. I've been in Montreal, all over.
Okay. Okay, well, that's so exciting with, you know, mm-hmm. everything that you're bringing to the table, and we're so glad that you're here. I know, is Chrissy out there? She wanted to ask her some questions. If she does pop in, we're waiting for her, because that would be great. You're going to go out and get her.
Not all who wander are lost. So if anybody, Chrissy, we're calling you.
So we also have miracle stories, and this is part of the Hour of Miracle Stories. We may play one of them from Beaming Hope Church, actually beaminghope.org. And,
We're a miracle story.
Oh, we are. So,
yeah, it's
what's your miracle story?
Okay, tell Dawn, go ahead.
So I was at church, and of course, my other co-host at the time, her husband passed away, and I was going through some things with my sons, and their father passed away, and I saw Lisa, and I said, I heard her sing. I'm like, hey, you need to come over to the station, get you on the air, and now she's become my co-host.
Yes, and the crazy thing is, 5 years prior, I had a dream that I was either, you know, I'm in a radio studio record, and I couldn't. And she said, as soon as she turned, God said, you need her on your show.
I love it.
And it's just crazy how, you know, when you see visions, also writing a book. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. And I've been in a movie. I was like, wait a minute, I'm in a movie singing.
She's
and
met
now,
so many celebrities. She's been on the red carpet.
Kim Coates and William Fichtner and Lou Gossett Jr. I'm like, wow. So I've been on the red carpet.
That is
I'm a beauty queen, all because of Dawn Reese
she's
and
got
the
a
show.
Title.
I am the 2020-21 Miss Latina International Reporter. Yo sé la español.
She is.
And she's lifetime. She's lifetime.
Yes, thank you.
So we're going to ask Chrissy, but we're going to come back. You know those two miracle stories I sent you? I'm going to send you two more for the next one, but I'll play one of them here in a few moments if you can get the first one ready. Chrissy has some questions about her book as well. You come from that era of family.
Rosalind and I were chatting earlier, and I'm so excited to read her book.
Thank you.
I'm so excited because... Yeah. This book, it's going to be phenomenal. And if nobody's read it, you really need to check it out. I was reading a little bit of it outside while I was talking to Van. we were just chit-chatting. But my family, too, comes from Prussia. And actually, it's German-Russian-Jew. And how my grandparents got together and my parents, I have no idea. But I've heard a lot of stories, and they wore numbers. And I understand this, and people, I hear so many people say, oh, the Holocaust is not real. Kiss my grits, okay?
Mine too.
Kiss my grits, okay?
So how can you tell, like, the young version, like you're talking about the schools, like if people don't know about it, educate the people that are saying, you know, I never went through that. I'm from the Midwest. I've never heard of this.
Now that they're taking the children to see the Holocaust Museum.
Right.
Which is phenomenal, and her book is at the Holocaust Museum.
Right.
Because it tells about the Holocaust. There are not many people left around that can talk about it. Okay, most of them have already passed. They have been around for a long time. This is a fabulous book, and I've only read a few little bits of it. Okay, I was reading it outside.
Thank you.
She gave me one, and it is available on Amazon, isn't it?
It is.
It is, okay. Most of the books are available on Amazon, and I'm looking forward to really picking Rosalind's brain.
Pick away.
So my question is, okay, so when they were taken away, the details, did you have the details what happened to your mom when she was taken away? And how many years was she taken away?
She was in the camps for about 4 years.
Wow, 4 years.
Yeah,
wow.
My father for 3.5 years. And I have, you know, my mother didn't talk about it as much as my father. So the stories that I have are whatever I asked them at the time,
right,
and whatever answers I got. And, you know, when I ask the questions, I wanted to be able to tell my kids. I don't have any kids, but I thought maybe I was going to have kids one day. But at the time, I didn't know I was going to write a book. If I knew I was writing a book or making a movie, maybe I would have asked more
always,
inner
always,
details.
Don't you wish, you know?
But you know what? I got so much from them. like way more than most
people. So what was like her life there for people that don't know?
Who
they've
have
never
no
been
clue.
4 years
no clue
in, a, at in all. A concentration camp. I mean, I can't
seen,
even.
And people that never, never been to the museum to see.
If you've never been to the museum, if you've never seen the movie Schindler's List, like people would ask my mother, have you seen Schindler's List?
Yes.
Would ask my mother, have you seen Schindler's List? My mother would say, why in the world would I go see that movie? I lived it.
That's
wow.
it,
right?
That's it.
So
wow.
the torture, the starvation, three times my mother was taken to the gas chambers to die.
Yeah.
To be killed in the gas chambers. So basically, a lot of people don't know what the gas chambers were. They were told that they were going into this big room where they're going to have a shower. So everybody had to get naked right there and then.
Oh, geez.
To take this big shower.
How did she survive through that?
Three times there was either a malfunction in the gas supply or they had run out of gas.
Thank you, God.
Wow.
I mean, really, or they ran out of
this
gas.
This is why I...
Well, there was a reason.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Miracles,
you wouldn't, this book wouldn't happen.
I speak to a lot of faith-based groups. It doesn't matter what faith you are, because if you believe in God, if you believe in miracles,
God,
I mean...
God is all one.
You can't... I mean, it's... How could it be coincidence? One time, maybe you could say she was lucky, but three times her life was spared in the gas chambers.
She's left here for a reason.
And she said, you know, like, people maybe think we didn't know, but she goes, I knew. When I saw that smoke coming out of the chimney, that's the smoke of my brothers and sisters.
Right.
Wow.
In her mind.
Do you know the ring around the rosy was devised from that? You know that, right?
No.
Well, think about the song, okay? Can you remember the nursery rhyme, Ring Around the Rosie?
Oh, yeah, Ring Around the Rosie, a pocket full of posies, ashes, we all fall down. Wow.
The flowers were put in their pockets to keep down the smell because they had burrows of bodies where they had just killed off people and put them in there.
Oh.
It gives me goosebumps when I talk about this because, I've heard all these stories and stuff, too, and people say it's not real. Don't ever let anybody tell you it's not real. It was very real.
Right.
Okay? It was very, very real.
Yes. And my mother was liberated by the Swedish Red Cross.
Oh, God, love.
And taken to Sweden. And I remember meeting a man here in Florida from Sweden. And he says, I remember the busloads of the concentration camp survivors. He goes, I remember them. I was a little kid, and I saw them getting off the buses. And he said they were skin on bone. He'd never, like walking skeletons.
They had been starved.
So when you see this on TV, and for somebody to say that this was a hoax or a Hollywood production.
It wasn't a hoax.
It's horrific. It's just mind-boggling. Like my father said, even into his 90s, he said, what people can do to other people.
It's terrible, isn't it?
There's a lot of evil in this world
evil.
That you can't even
it's
describe
evil.
The evil. Mm-hmm. I mean,
people are very, very, very devious and very vindictive and
yes.
sad.
Yes, my father was a prisoner of war in Japan, and he said one of the memories that haunted him the most was remembering the cries and screams for help from the young schoolgirls. Korean, Chinese, Indonesian, Dutch, Australian, English girls who were literally kidnapped off the streets on their way to school and brought to prison camps like my dad, where they were forced into sexual slavery for the satisfaction of the Japanese.
Exactly.
All these men lined up, got a little ticket
the Germans,
to go rape
them,
these girls.
It was disgusting.
Sick.
Wow. Disgusting.
Wow. Now, you have more questions, Lisa?
Actually, what I was wanting to know, once you finished your book, and how many copies did you print up? What is your goal? Like, okay, I'm going to print X amount of copies and I'm going to give and sell so many. Like what?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember how many. I needed to see, can I sell them? So I didn't print that many. I did print on demand.
Exactly.
So I probably just started with 100 and just as I would sell them and then do more.
Okay.
And then selling a lot at speaking events is a big way to get the books out there.
And COVID stopped you for a minute, right?
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
I'm doing Zoom. Still available
Zoom.
On Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they all can go to your website. Give your website again.
RosalindFranken.com.
and this is being a book into a movie. We're live on 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations. We're going to take a quick break, and since this is Miracle Stories and how your parents survived, and we're so glad that you're here, I'm going to talk about two of the miracle stories that I'm interviewed as well, and enjoy, because we give you hope and inspiration, also on Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back.
Yes. Hi.
Yes.
We're on 1340 AM.
My engineer. Yeah, the first one for the next hour.
FM 104.3.
The next miracle stories. And we'll be right back.
We will. And you Hollywood Connections.
Here at Beaming Hope Church in Largo, Florida, and I am doing Beaming Hope Miracle Stories for the Dawn Reese Show, and I'm so excited. This is a major segment, and I'm here with
David.
David, yes, you've been here for a while.
Yes, I have, about 4.5 years.
That's amazing. So you have a miracle story. What's your miracle story?
When I first came to this church, I came here for the food. That's what I thought I was coming here for. God had other plans. I came into church one day, I injured my finger at work, and I couldn't close my finger all the way anymore. Doctor said,
which finger?
My right index finger. And doctor said, you're never going to get all the motion back in your finger. You're always going to have some pain associated in that finger. And I was sitting in the pew one day, and I'm looking at my finger. I'm thinking, God, you've healed all these other people. You can heal my finger. I just put a demand on God right then and there. And immediately, I felt like a needle jabbed me in my finger. And immediately, I'm closing my finger completely, and all the pain had just gone away.
Oh, praise God.
All of it.
I was
in shock for probably a good 15 minutes after that.
Did you go back to the doctor then?
No.
Tell him, good. I'd say, hey, I don't need you anymore.
even the physical therapist said, you're never going to get the motion back in that finger. I never went back. I'm like, I've got God, I don't need you. And since then, I've given my heart totally to the Lord, and I would not go back for anything. Because there's nothing the world can give you that God cannot give a whole lot more, because He is everything. And I just love the Lord, and sometimes it's hard for me to.
That's amazing, you know, because we give. This is an outreach here. After service, like tonight, we have Bible study on Wednesday, and they give food out for people that need it for families, especially during this hard time. And Sundays, they give out fresh produce, and they give out. Church does, and it goes out and prays for people around the neighborhood.
Yes, they do. I mean, come Sunday, and after service, we'll give you a whole lot of food and enough for a good 4 or 5 people in your family to eat for several days. I mean, we're blessed from different groups that are donating food to us, and we just always have plenty. We're never going to run out. We're always going to have plenty, because God always provides.
It sure does, and I'll tell you, I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm so excited to do Miracle Stories with Beaming Hope Church here in Largo, Florida, and we have a ton more coming in, so stay tuned. God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm so excited.
Back on the air, Hollywood Connections.
So that was a miracle story, and I have more in the next hour, and we're going to play more once a week on a miracle story. So if you have a miracle story that God has touched your life and you'd like to tell others about it, you know, what does Pastor Joe say? You can't have a test without a testimony, and you can't get it out there without letting people know about your testimony to help other people get through what you're going through. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I'm just in awe of your book, of what you wrote. Again, I'm going to say meant to be a true story, a mighty miracle and trumped up by the human spirit. I would love to write a book about my life. Nobody would believe it. And I would
I can help you do it.
I'm going to. I actually pulled out my pad of notebooks, and I'm writing down.
Maybe I'm going to help pen your book, because people say I'm a writer, so you're going to say it, and then we're going to work together. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, it's a true miracle story, and I would say it would be called Landmines.
You probably have 3 books, like, just from everybody you know.
Well, you know, just from people from Hollywood. I worked for the late James Brown. I was an entertainment reporter.
Wow.
And the people. Muhammad Ali's wife, not even that, sleeping in my
Lady
office
King's
in Hollywood.
Granddaughter, you have a lot of things to write about.
Oh, my God.
You really should.
You know what? I suggest, honestly, just start it. Just do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to, yes. Mm-hmm. And I got to finish it. It's something that, and I even wrote a children's book when I was a flight attendant. So it's a really cute story, and it's something else I want. You didn't know that.
I knew you were a flight attendant. I knew you wrote a
Well,
you know.
I was for the Florida Panthers, the hockey team, back in the day.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, so many stories from the plane and.
In the Tampa Bay.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yes, they won the Stanley
Girls,
Cup.
I'll be back.
All right.
Yes.
So we only have 10 minutes. It's been so fast. And thank you, everybody, for watching. Stay tuned, because we have another half hour of Tiki Talk. So, Lisa, I'm really impressed. From Nick from our church, you actually found out that he was a recording studio, and you cut your first CD, right?
Well, we're working on an original song. That when I met my now ex-husband, my uncle said, "Wow, you know that he's different." And I said, "Yeah, I was taken by surprise." And my uncle said, "I'm going to write a song." And what's really crazy is the song, he finished it about 4 months after my divorce, and the song is almost like word for word what the conversation of my ex-husband and myself happened. But we met through church, and it's crazy, but when God moves you, he will move you. So hopefully we have a little bit of a Taken by Surprise. We got a little bit of the chorus, and we're going to be getting hopefully some funding for it so we can finish the song and the album.
All right, and then I think we have a caller to end the show. He's going to shout out. He's going to call in very shortly in a second.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. 106.1 FM The Heat with Dawn Reese and
Lisa V.
Stay tuned.
Help with Nick from our church, and I'm excited, and it's crazy. When God moves you, he'll move
exactly.
You whether you want to move or not.
So, and she's working on America's Got Talent. We had them on the air a couple weeks ago, so we got
their my video in
personal email. Before we go to our quick caller here, I have to let everyone know, if you're driving and you want to watch the show, go to Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube, and you can watch this, and we're live on Facebook, and you can do a watch party. I'm working with the Jobber Brothers Hacking Hollywood, and I'm going to be teaching some classes for kids and teens for confidence, for modeling and acting. I've worked for everybody.
She's worked for everybody.
And I'm excited. So if you're interested, it's going to be also reporting, so you can have maybe your own half-hour show with me. And we're going to have like a new tween talk coming up in November.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Saturday at 6:30, and we have beauty queens. And the other thing is, if you'd like to be a beauty queen or reporter like Lisa, tell everybody your title.
I am the 2020 to 2021 Miss International Latina Reporter. So.
And she's lifetime. She has to get lifetime on it. So I make, we had Yvonne Madison. She's in her 80s, and she was our diva.
Yes.
So we have beauty queens from all over the United States, and now they're getting their own half-hour show on Hollywood Connections, and I'm training them. So if you'd like to try out, you'll get a beautiful sash and a crown. You could be a Miss Diva. And have some fun in parades and openings and grand openings, and it's just something for confidence and fun, and that's what I wanted to bring to the table. And because I'm holding a title for the world's tourism for Florida, and I didn't go to nationals this year. You know, I'm 60.
I can't believe you're 60. Her skin is to die for.
Oh, by the way, you're talking about that skin?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You were wrinkly enough.
Went to an audition yesterday from my agent, and thank you, Keith.
Yes.
But when I got
Keith
there,
from Alexa.
Yes. When I got there, they said, "I'm sorry, you got to go. You're not wrinkly." I'm like, "Oh, thank you. I'm taking good care of my skin." But in the meantime,
it was crazy. I went to an audition, and the lady HSN, and I walk in, and I have my Ross Dress for Less leather jacket. I mean, literally $50, the whole outfit down to the Calvin Klein shoes, and I walk in. And she goes, I love the whole outfit. I'm like, oh my God, I've been watching you for 20 years. And then she walks over, she looks at my, you know, my crow's feet over here, and she grabs one of the thingies. She says, okay, go outside for 10 minutes. I come back in, she takes off, she's okay. You know, who's your agent? We're gonna get, I'm like, I just got hired and I'm on HSN. The commercial I got through your Tammy.
Yeah.
I'm on Channel 10 during the World News Tonight with David Muir, and my friends are texting me, are you walking a dog on ABC? I said, oh my God, the commercial's on. So it's she hooked me up. Hollywood Connections,
we hook you
really
up.
Connect you. It's not...
We have a SIG agent under our show. And also, I tried this stuff, Lisa, before
I'm going to buy
Bright Side Side Up. I don't know. I glow with this stuff. I mean, I think you can get it at Ultra or something, but I got it on Amazon.
Okay, Ulta. Okay.
This stuff really works. Right. Let's go to our caller. We got like 3 or 4 minutes. Kagan, yes. Are you there?
Yep.
Hi, thank you for being our moderator on TikTok, and we wanted to shout you out on the air on 6 stations. So tell everybody about your TikToks. You do fun and silly videos like I do as well.
Yeah, some of my TikToks are funny. What I usually do is I just find a good sound I like to do, and then I do them. And most of my sounds are country because I'm a big country fan.
Oh, very nice. Give everybody your information on TikTok where they can follow you.
You can follow me on Grand Lover 1996.
There you go. And that's important because, you know, he's been a big fan of Hollywood Connections as well. And we just wanted to shout you out. And thank you for keeping the TikTok. Whoops, what happened to my sound there? I'm not sure.
It's this. It's the,
oh,
the thing.
My,
yeah, you
got
to turn it down. Hold on, where are you?
Okay,
sorry.
My cord is...
It's
there we
just
go.
These cords. That better?
My engineer's laughing every time.
Yeah,
he's like,
hello. We can't get it to go down.
So anyways, yeah, we just went down. I can't hear.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't, can you hear
so
now?
We have 1-2 minutes left. Okay. So anything that you'd like to say? How do you like Hollywood Connections?
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
That's the radio host. They're interesting.
Good. Well, we help people get connected in show business and giving them the right information. We don't promise anything. We open the doors of opportunity. And just being from Hollywood, California, working for the late James Brown, I was his entertainment reporter for Truth Magazine. And all these connections that we have from the film festivals and people that we work with, we open the door for you to get connected.
Yes.
So, and I want to thank you for keeping my TikTok and bright and shiny and keeping an eye out
right,
for...
drama-free. And
drama-free. Yeah.
Yep.
Drama-free.
Well, we got 2 minutes. Thank you so much, Kagan. Any last words that you'd like to say around the world?
Not really. Just follow me on TikTok if you want to have some good videos and content.
And he does comment, which is really nice. You know, you watch people's videos, you need to comment on them as well. Are you on TikTok?
Not.
She's like, no.
I gotta get with the
I just
program.
Mastered Facebook and learning Instagram, and I gotta go to TikTok. I'm like, oh Lord, what am I gonna do now?
I'll add it to my list.
How super fun. Well, Kagan, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you, and may all your dreams come true. May God just keep giving you desires of your heart today and every single day.
Yes.
And thank you for being a fan of Hollywood Connections and watching us and taking care of us.
Yep.
Thank you.
And he also makes great pizza. Wait, what city and state are you in?
I live in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And I work at House of Pizza.
Yeah, he showed me a picture of the pizza, and I was like, that looks delicious.
Oh. Wow, making me hungry.
I know.
Well, we only have 2 minutes. Thank you so much for calling. One minute. We got to go. But thank you so much, Kagan, for calling in.
Yep.
Okay, so again, if you'd like to get your children in or teens in my classes, you can call 727-871-7788, our production line, and you can actually hear this again. Any last words that you have to say, Rosalyn?
Just thank you for the opportunity to share the story and get the word out.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get some pictures before we go.
Yes, we
and
are.
Let's end with a little Hollywood music. And we're going to be getting ready for a Tiki Talk next with the ladies of Clearwater, St. Petersburg, and we'll be back. I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life and watch things happen.
Yes, and I'm Lisa V. And remember, you're blessed to be a blessing. Someone might need you.
That's right. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm still watching.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.